when things can happen, then hasten to do good deeds. Because when these seven things occur, then it will be very, very difficult for a person now to do good deeds. So whilst he's got a chance, and whilst the seven things haven't overtaken him, or any one of the seven things haven't overtaken him, this is the opportunity, this is the golden platter this person got to try and take advantage of the situation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him to do good deeds. So then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains these seven things. He says, هَلْ تَنْتَذِرُونَ إِلَّا فَقْرًا مُنْسِيًا. Are you waiting for suddenly a type of poverty to overtake you that will so preoccupy you that you'll forget about everything else? You'll forget about everything else. Yesterday we gave an example. My son was a multi-millionaire. And then he just came back from Umrah. And when he came back from Umrah, then he realized that that person that he was reinvesting with, that person disappeared. Suddenly all those investors that invested with him, they all came to him now. Person was a multi-millionaire, now suddenly he's in debt. And this so preoccupied him, and he explains himself that now even my namaz is not namaz, my Quran is not Quran, it was Ramzan. He says, even this Ramzan doesn't feel like Ramzan. This debt has so engulfed me. So therefore one of the du'as of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma la taj'ali dunya akbara hammina. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not make this dunya my biggest concern. In other words, let my biggest concern be akhirat. Because once this engulfs a person's mind, he's so worried, how I'm going to pay my light account, how I'm going to pay this account, how I'm going to pay for the food. So this preoccupies his mind. Now he doesn't have time to engage in a'mal, in good deeds, because he's so preoccupied. So this was the first thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said. Oh, ghinan mutghiyan, or the opposite, suddenly a person gets wealthy. Person all the time was not wealthy, and now he gets wealthy. But this wealth comes to him and it causes him to transgress. He forgets now that he has a duty towards his parents, he has a duty towards his family, he has a duty towards his community that he grew up in. But suddenly when wealth comes in, a person's thinking changes. So this is when Nabi alayhi salatu is telling us, now a person's thinking is changed. Now for him to do good deeds at that time becomes hard, because his mindset is already moving with the James and the Jones, so he wants to keep up with them. Well, the next thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, O maradan mufsidan, or suddenly a sickness overtakes you, the sickness, it debilitates you. Now you're so preoccupied with the sickness you got, that you got no chance now to do good deeds that you would have liked to do. You would have liked to go and help people, you would like to give charity, or a person would have liked to go for Umrah, or he would go for Hajj, or do some good deeds, some A'mal, Salah, etc. But now because of the sickness he got, such a debilitating sickness suddenly overtook him, now he realizes that he can't do these actions anymore, so he's regretting. Or the next thing, oh, haraman mufannidan, or suddenly old age overtakes you. Before you know it, old age overtook you, and you said, I wish I was young, I could have done so much more. When I had that strength, then I was doing all other things. So Nabi alayhi salam is telling us, when you got that strength and you got that energy, use it, because the time will come when old age will overtake you, and this thing will make you senile. Or the next thing, oh, motan mujhizan, or sudden death overtakes you. How often we hear, person is healthy, he's fit, next thing the news comes out that this person's janaza. So before, are you waiting for that time? When that time comes, there's no chance for you to do amal. Or with Dajjal, if it is not death that you're waiting for, then are you waiting for Dajjal? فَشَرُّ غَائِبٍ يُنْتَذَرُ. Then this is a very evil thing that you're waiting for, Dajjal. Because when Dajjal comes, then there'll be so much of mischief and corruption on the earth, then a person won't even be thinking about doing good deeds. The next thing, أَوِسَّاعَةَ وَالسَّاعَةُ أَدْهَى وَأَمَرُ. Or are you waiting for the final hour, the hour wherein the sur will be blown, when Qiyamah will come? Are you waiting for that hour? And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains that hour is terrible and it's extremely bitter. How is it such that you feel that you're going to do good deeds at that time? So whilst you got the chance now, now is the chance to do, or now is the opportunity for you and us to do good deeds. Today's hadith, عنه وعنه من عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثروا ذكر هذه من اللذات يعني الموت رواه الترمذي. This hadith is actually a prescription that many, many ulama, seniors, people in tasawwuf, our akabir, etc., they encourage and they always tell the people to practice on this particular hadith. This hadith helps a person to come onto track. It helps a person come onto check. It brings a person in line. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu explains that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ, that increase in remembrance, the destroyer of all enjoyment. Increase in remembrance, the destroyer of all enjoyment, yani al-mut. What is it? That is mut. So increase in the remembrance of mut. Why? Because the remembrance of mut is such a thing that it helps a person at every time to come on check. The moment a person thinks of death, or the moment when janaza is brought in front of any occasion, if a janaza is brought there, then people begin to get more serious. So that helps a person to get serious. Or the moment when hearse will come, as I explained, the hearse will come into somebody's yard or somebody's house, everyone wants to know what happened. It is their mayyat here. So it brings about some type of seriousness. So death is a thing, and thinking about death and the actual procedure of death and what the person will experience will help a person get very, very serious. Even in a jokey situation also, the jokes and everything stop, all the merrymaking comes to a stop when suddenly there is the news of a janaza. So this janaza, and thinking only of a janaza, can imagine thinking of the actual act of death and what will happen to a person. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, increase in this remembrance, it will help you get online. Just on a lighter note, you know, there was one person that worked for us, any jokey person, jokey, mischievous person, you always get people like that. So what he would do is, when the phone would ring, then he would pick up the phone and he'll answer the phone like this. Sometimes when he's in mischief mood, he'll pick up the phone and he'll say, Gale Street Mochri, can I help you? Immediately the person on the other side starts stuttering now, because now he felt he phoned the mochri. The moment a person hears mochri, now he gets worried, he gets scared. Because this is the thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. People don't identify and they don't enjoy death. And the topic about death also is not something that everyone wants to talk about. So the moment the person says, can I help you, there's a mochri, and the person on the other side starts stuttering, he doesn't know what to say for a couple of seconds, and then he says, sorry, wrong number, and he put the phone down. So this is how the effect of death has on a person's heart. So therefore we encourage that every night, at least before we die, before we sleep, before we have the fake death, we think of the real death. This will help a person daily to come onto line. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us only tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.